For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. It seemed like a promising vehicle through which to help Connecticut school kids of lesser means, but today Governor Lamont announced that Connecticut's education partnership with hedge fund billionaire couple the Dalios is folding. Here now with reaction is House Minority Leader Themis Claridis. Representative, you've raised questions about the way the partnership was formed from the very beginning, calling for more transparency. What did you find most problematic about the partnership?
Well, from the beginning, and I still do support the intent of this, this is to help inner city children. I've always admired the work the Dalios have done on their own private partnership to help them. Our concern, as you mentioned on this from day one, has been the process and the lack of transparency with the use of state dollars. You can do what you want if you are in the private sector with your money, but you cannot do what you want in the dark of night with $20 million of taxpayer money per year. This is not politics in any way, shape, or form. This is just doing it the right way, and that's always been our concern.
What was your worst-case scenario as to what was going to happen without that transparency with this money? I mean, obviously, above board, they say that all of these monies were targeted toward providing laptops and things for school kids. Did you have a darker vision of what this money could be used for without that transparency?
I don't even think, I don't think I had a vision of some untoward use of this money, but there's a very basic premise in government, right? You are entrusted with the public's trust. You are doing the work for them, and therefore they have the obligation ethically and through freedom of information laws, et cetera, to know what we're doing. That's why the public can freedom of information request anything we do in regards to state government. The reason why this was failed from the beginning was because in our budget in May of 2019, the state budget, this was jammed into that budget with no public hearing, with no discussion except the governor and the Democrat leadership behind closed doors. They exempted the entire board from all freedom of information laws and ethics laws. Now, I believed, and my caucus believed, that certainly is not something that we could go forward with. So we asked the Attorney General of the state of Connecticut to issue a statement as to whether that's acceptable. He said, no, it is not. You are elected official. You take an oath to protect the people and give them transparency and sunshine at all times. The bottom line is we want to do things in a transparent way. They want to do them in secret. We tried to help them all along the way by bringing up these issues, and it was a fight the entire way. So I think it's unfortunate that the Dalios have been misled in this, because if somebody came to a governor of a state and said, I have this idea, and you said, it's a great idea, except we can't do this in secret, we can't do this in private, we can't do this in the dark of night, and they say, well, that's how we insist on doing it, then it's the governor's obligation to say, I'm sorry, that's not how we do this in government. The public needs to trust us. And the only way they trust us is if they know what we're doing. The buck stops with the governor in this situation, and it's unfortunate the Dalios got dragged into this.
Well, Barbara Dalio said you and your colleague Vincent Candeloria, quote, sought to sabotage the partnership, unquote. Is there any truth as you see it to what she's saying? Evaluate that statement.
Well, she said that, and I'm not going to read her mind as to what she meant by that. She made comments about the media, us rather having discussed this in the media than in a board meeting. And I will just say this. We were notified a week and a half ago as board members. Now, I am a board member, and the other three leaders are Representative Candelora, nor any other legislator are on the board. And as board members, we have a fiduciary duty, and this is a personnel matter in regards to the CEO. And when we were told about it a week and a half ago, we were told there would be a board meeting scheduled soon. It has been 10 days. There's been no board meeting scheduled. So we were very much interested in discussing this in a board meeting, in executive session, because it's a personnel matter, and that is a confidential conversation. Nothing has been scheduled. We have no idea the information that they acquired that would lead them to say, we do not want this CEO as a CEO. And so I'm not really clear as to what Mrs. Daly is talking about. I've never had a conversation or a debate in the media in regards to this. The only thing I've ever said when asked is we're told there's going to be a board meeting, and I think we should do it as soon as we can.
Reading Ms. Dalio's statement, the strong implication, she would seem to be saying that the leaks last week of the departure of the partnership CEO, Marianne Schmidt-Carey, may have come from you or Representative Candeloria. Did they?
Well, I will tell you this. Under no circumstances did I give any information that was given to me to the press. I was called by the press by many people, and I specifically said I cannot discuss any of this information because this is a personnel matter. And notwithstanding freedom of information or ethics laws, personnel matters on boards are always private. I think it's very sad and discouraging that people, particularly Mrs. Dalio in this situation, was drawn down a road by her public relations employees to say things like this, to just divert attention away from the fact that this was not politics. This is very simple. We wanted to operate in the light of day, and they wanted to operate in the dark. And that is not how you gain the public trust, and it is not how we operate in the state of Connecticut, with taxpayer dollars being used.
Final question. To what degree is this a missed opportunity for Connecticut school kids with the partnership being dissolved? Any plans to try to look for another way to accomplish the goals that this partnership had?
I am always open to any creative ways of thinking how we can help, whether it's children, the elderly, our budget situation, anybody in the state of Connecticut. I think this should not deter anybody from any other creative ideas going forward. Particularly our neediest group of people and our underprivileged children are certainly worthy of that. But the problem here is, as you can see, this has been fatally flawed from the beginning. It could have been fixed in a lot of ways. As I mentioned, we tried to from day one, but they weren't interested in fixing it. And to call this a game of politics or debating it in the media, again, that's just not true. And the governor should be responsible for this.
House Minority Leader Themis Claridis, thank you so much for the time on short notice.
Thank you. Anytime.
Take care.